Because you want to say to everybody, oh, it's amazing, it's perfect, but it's not. It isn't. Winning will take everything, but it will give you so much more. Winning won't shake your hand. It'll just look at you and say, right now you have me, but tomorrow you might not. See, you don't keep winning around. Winning does whatever it wants. It goes to the best performer. And that's where we get into the argument of, what do we marry? Do we marry the person inside of us, or do we marry what that person inside of us can get externally?
You're listening to The Isaac Velez Show, a podcast that inspires high performers to reach new heights and be better than their best. My name is Isaac, and I'm best known for my performance coaching, elevating elite athletes and entrepreneurs to unlock their full potential. On this podcast, I sit down and share vulnerable stories on my journey, lessons that I've learned, and I bring on high performers as guests to unlock new insights and share authentic conversations about what winning really looks like. Let's dive into today's episode. Welcome back, everyone, to the Isaac Velez Show. I hope you all are having a great day. It is a good day for me, getting back from a trip. You know how it is. You get back, you're ready to get in the office, you're ready to get back to work. So spent the morning cleaning, getting things ready, getting things out of the suitcase, getting stuff back set up. But I am in front of the camera once again, ready to talk with you guys about this topic that I absolutely love. Because the topic of winning, the devastating truth of winning and what it really takes to make it to the top level, to be the best in the world at something, is not pretty. It's not sexy. It's not any of these, you know, buzzwords that we hear, like, oh, you know, winning makes you feel good. No, winning means you do everything in your power to be the best. And winning isn't just about one thing. It's not you win in business. It's not you win in this area, you win in this argument. No, you win in life. And winning in life is about doing the things that matter and doing them to the best of your ability. Life is a game. Life is moves and counter moves. But life is also about the unknown and risk and uncertainty. So the devastating truth about what winning really means for us as entrepreneurs and high performers is that the more we go, the more we want. And it's just about going for the next mountain. See, the way I view it is Mount Everest is the mountain of mountains, right? It's the tallest mountain in the world. But we can't start with Mount Everest because, you know, you're not going to make it. There's a high probability that you're going to die climbing Mount Everest if you have no idea how to climb a mountain. So we start. We start right here, and we slowly but surely go up and up, mountain after mountain after mountain, venture after venture after venture, or relationship and whatever. So as we experience the different seasons of life, we reach different summits. So we peak here, go back down the valley before we can hit the next mountain, eventually until we can make it to the Mount Everest, the biggest mountain possible. And it's that journey that gives us meaning and rewards us. Because make no mistake, the journey has to align with the outcomes that we want, but the enjoyment comes from the journey. The dopamine release in our brain, the neurotransmitter of dopamine, is released in the reward of the challenge and the journey. You don't get dopamine if there's no, you can't have dopamine associated with the challenges unless the challenges mean something to you. That's the problem with drugs that release dopamine with no work, is it disassociates the pleasure it is to put yourself through something hard and work for something more. But that can be ugly. That can mean starting a new business and working 80-hour weeks for months and not make a dime. Some of you, maybe of you, have experienced that in an entrepreneur journey. I know I have. And so, how many people can stick with that? How many people can have the ego when everyone's like, how's the business? And you're like, it's good. And you're struggling. Because I've seen that many times. I've felt that many times. Because you want to say to everybody, oh, it's amazing, it's perfect, but it's not. It isn't. Winning will take everything, but it will give you so much more. Winning won't shake your hand. It'll just look at you and say, right now you have me, but tomorrow you might not. See, you don't keep winning around. Winning does whatever it wants. It goes to the best performer. And that's where we get into the argument of, what do we marry? Do we marry the person inside of us, or do we marry what that person inside of us can get externally? There's nothing wrong with wanting a nice car, wanting to fly private, wanting to, you know, go out and buy whatever food you want to, and go into whatever restaurants you want to dine at. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you associate an internal feeling like happiness or meaning and fulfillment with an external satisfactory reward, like a car or a meal or a private jet, there's a misalignment there. And no wonder you're not happy. There's a lot of things in life that I don't have that I would like to have. But I have the patience to know that as long as I continue to work hard, but way more importantly, intelligently, in learning from my mistakes and networking with individuals who have the how and the know-how and have the connections to make it happen, I will get there. Because the two things that I know I won't do is give up and sell out. Give up is pretty self-explanatory, but what does sell out mean? Sell out means be someone that I don't want to be. Because I just had a conversation with, you know, an episode you guys are going to see with this guy named Peter. He's going to be actually Thursday's interview guest. And we were talking about this. Oh, sorry, on two Thursdays. We were talking about this concept. I said, you know, if the business fails and I don't have any money and I need to pay my bills, I'll go A, into being a server at a high-end restaurant, or B, go into sales. Because they provide the flexibility to, when I'm not working, start a new business and try it again. And sure, it might suck to go to people and they're like, how's the business? Oh, like, it didn't work out. Like, I'm just doing this right now. But when you don't do things for the ego, when you tell the ego to shut up and you start doing things for the right reasons, it's not that big of a deal anymore. And so it's those kinds of things that we learn in the process to not let other people's opinions weigh us down, to not let what society tells us we have to be, to conventional wisdom tell us what to do, that we start to forge our own paths. Because that's what it means to be a trailblazer. You forge your own trail. You want to be one of those people, or you don't. And that's the questions you ask yourself. Because when I share ideas, when I share these things, they're never in the perspective of, I'm telling you what to do with your life. I don't claim to have that kind of wisdom to let you know what's right for you. I just claim to share what the ideas that transpire in my head, and also ideas that come through my head or come through my ears and go out my mouth that I gather from other people. Philosophers like Nietzsche, like Kierkegaard, like the Stoics, like Marcus Aurelius, Epictetus, Seneca. Modern day Stoics like Ryan Holiday. Books from Robert Greene, books from Simon Sinek. These kinds of authors, they're just ideas that I listen to because I want to craft a better life for myself and for my family. And so when you're crafting your version of a better world, you're a high performer. So you have to understand that our biggest fear is not living up to our potential. It's being complacent. Almost every high performer is going to share that fear. So if that's your fear, what do you actually do right now to maximize your potential? Because if your limiting beliefs are the reason you're not maximizing your potential, that's on you. That's on me. So what are we going to do about it is the question. And that's where the devastating truth about winning really comes into play. People don't tell you that. They don't tell you why you don't feel fulfilled. They don't tell you why you're always stressed. They don't tell you these things because it's not a one size fits all. But one-size-fits-all formula that works for everybody is the introspective questions. Sit on the edge of your bed and ask why. Why do I feel unhappy? Well, because my business isn't doing well. Well, why isn't my business doing well? Because the market's doing this. Well, why does it matter the market's not doing this or that? And the reason is, when you start going more and more wise, the wise start to become more and more internalized. Simon Sinek wrote a book, Start With Why. We go why, we go how, we go what. When you start with why, you're doing things for the right reasons. Why do you want to start a business? Well, if it's an internal why, like a deep why, because I was inspired to, for example, like for me personally, like when I was a kid, you know, I'm Hispanic. I was inspired to start a business to show other Hispanics, other immigrants that it was possible to build a business that changed lives, that offered something, that created jobs, that was of value. And I could be a beacon of hope for everyone else that wanted to start their own business as an immigrant. That's a why. That's an internal why. So if I start a business and it works to a large scale, I'm fulfilled because I did the thing I wanted to do for the right reasons. I want to start a business because I want to flex on my friends that I have a Lamborghini. That's a pretty broad spectrum, but that's not going to give me any sort of, like, it's going to feel good when I buy the car and it's like, man, that's a nice car. The next day, I wake up feeling the same. I wake up looking the same. The devastating truth about winning is that it doesn't care about any of that. It doesn't care the reasons why you do it. It doesn't care if they're good or bad. It doesn't care about your level of fulfillment or happiness. It only cares that you're the best. So then my question to you is, would you rather be the best and be unfulfilled and unhappy? Or would you rather do the things that matter and maybe not be the best yet, but you wake up and you view yourself as a good person? You wake up feeling inspired and good about yourself and waking up filled with purpose and fulfillment. And I honestly can't judge you if you go either route, because I know people have done both. But it's always going back to the question of, what are we optimizing for? When we have the Mount Everest of our success and we are climbing the smaller mountains in order to get there, what kind of mountains are we climbing? What are the outcomes and the consequences of what we choose to do? Because the more we age, the more time becomes more important to most people. Sometimes we can capture it when we're younger, but for most people, it requires you to age for you to appreciate time more because you have less of it. And now when you're close to the end, that's really where you start to realize where you went wrong. And so one thing that I like to think about is, how many entrepreneurs at past the age of 65, 70 are saying, man, I wish I worked harder. I wish I spent more time working on the business. Versus the ones that say, I wish I spent more time with my family. I wish I spent more time enjoying life and traveling and seeing the world. Overwhelming majority choose the latter over the former. So if that's commonly happening across so many entrepreneurs, and you don't put that into practice by making sure your life is in balance now, in some capacity, that's on you when you get there. Because when you hear information and you choose to ignore it or choose not to apply it, that's on you. That's why I love the Stoicism. You got to apply that personal accountability to the actions that we take. And you also got to ask yourself, how bad do you want it? Because interested people watch obsessed people change the world. I'm not interested and building businesses. I'm obsessed. That means I'll sacrifice everything for it. I will continue to push and push and push and fail and fail and fail until it works. Because obsessed people give interested people something to talk about. Because interested people watch as they change the world. What kind of one do you want to be? Do you want to be an interested person or do you want to be obsessed? That's going to do it for me today. I hope you all enjoyed. I hope you guys are enjoying the interviews. Again, we are working right now to bring more and more guests, more and more perspectives, more and more conversations to deliver as much value as possible. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, go check out the video version on YouTube in the link down below. But until then, fortune favors the bold. That concludes today's episode of The Isaac Velez Show. If you gained any value from today, we'd be grateful if you share the episode and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you were looking to get more involved with us, visit our website, www.isaacantoniovelez.com, and follow us on Instagram for daily content. See you in the next episode.